This is Jay Sekulow. The fight for religious freedom, far from over.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
After the many genuine concerns that have been raised over the last few weeks, as well as, frankly, the more cynical desire on the part of some to make this into a political football.
Women in this country are tired of being treated like a political football by Republicans in Congress.
But when the church steps out of its role as the church to become an employer, a hospital administrator, etc., then they are subject to all the laws that everybody else is. They cannot impose their religious views on thousands or millions of employees.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
I would simply note with regard to the bishops that they never supported health care reform to begin with.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, it sounds like a penalty. The bishops did not support health care reform from the beginning. Therefore, we're going to intrude on the Catholic Church's religious autonomy and religious liberty. Those are the words coming out of Jay Carney. The GOP, by the way, Senate Republicans say they want to force a vote on conscience legislation. Could be as early as this week. That's in the Senate. The House has already been drafting legislation in the Energy and Commerce Committee. This has become a huge issue, and it does sound like that the White House is penalizing the Catholic Church for not supporting the president's plan in the first place by now mandating this contraceptive and abortifacient coverage. Our phone lines are open for you, folks. This is unbelievable. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, the reaction on Capitol Hill is dramatic, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, what you've got now, I think that statement from Jay Carney is very telling as well. Who cares what they think, because they didn't actually support Obamacare. So if they don't like the fact that they're being targeted now, so be it. I mean, what does that tell you about where we are with this piece of legislation and what is going to emanate from it? I mean, the amount of power grab that was done here, not by the federal government in general, but actually the executive branch, who has gotten all this power delegated to it by Congress. Remember Nancy Pelosi? You know, let's pass it, then we'll have time to figure out everything that's in it. This is it. This is what's in it. It's about giving power over to unelected people who can then issue legal-type requirements, mandates, and rules, and they're following the rules that they of course, knew. Yep. What exactly was in those 2,700 pages. Dad, they're no surprise to them. They wrote it so that they could do just this, and now it does sound like they're punishing those who weren't supporters of the legislation.
Let me say this also. This does sound like political retribution, and this is where I want to get your reaction to this, folks. How do you feel about religious organizations basically being threatened by the White House, saying, hey, you didn't support this legislation in the first place, so now we're going to tread on your First Amendment rights? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. As I said on Sean Hannity's broadcast yesterday on the television program, this is really not about contraception. It's not about abortion. It's about religious freedom. How do you feel about the government coming in and doing this? That's what, to me, is so outrageous. And by the way, we've had a huge response. Thousands and tens of thousands you have contacted us. We don't think this compromise the president put forward is worth anything, nor does the leadership of the House and Senate, nor does the Catholic Church. It's a shell game at best. We're demanding a complete retraction, and that's where you come in, folks. It's probably the last day or so that you can join with us in this fight. Here's what I want you to do. First of all, if you go to ACLJ.org, we've posted a lot of information about this, including the interview and the debate I was on last night on Hannity. So that's on the homepage at ACLJ.org. You can also sign the petition online at ACLJ.org, which I encourage you to do. And when you do sign that petition, you can also make an online gift, tax deductible, to the ACLJ. That keeps us in all these fights. We are looking at potentially three lawsuits that we will be possibly filing in the next week or so. We'll keep you posted on that. Briefs being filed and position papers being put forward to the House of Representatives and to the Senate with our government affairs team. You go to your phones right now as we go to a break, folks. Let's stand up for religious liberty. The government doesn't get to punish us by taking away the First Amendment. You sign on to this petition. Today could be the last day to do it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You're telling the President of the United States you don't get to penalize us for exercising First Amendment rights. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
It really doesn't matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong, I'm right. Where I belong.
Welcome back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. I've got to play this. This is the response from Jay Carney to the Catholic bishops who are not pleased with this compromise. Listen to Soundbite 25. This is unbelievable, folks.
I would simply note with regard to the bishops that they never supported health care reform to begin with.
And then I want to finish the sentence. Therefore, we are going to trample on their First Amendment rights of freedom of religion, freedom of association, and the free exercise of religion as political payback for them not supporting health care reform in the first place. We're going to now tell them that they have to dispense things that violate their own conscience. Folks, last day for you to sign on to this petition, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, let's go into Kevin calling from Kentucky on line 3. Kevin, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
I would like to say that this is just one of many distractions that President Obama is going to use over the next 9 months to try to take the focus away from the fact that, number one, he has a
lot. But I think this politically, Jordan, I think this is politically backfired on him, on the president. This was a calculated decision. We know that. We know there was discussions inside the White House. But, Jordan, I think there's been it's backfired here significantly.
Well, yeah, I mean, last week, I don't think the White House was prepared for the united response from the religious community in America, the Catholics coming together from the left and the right inside the Catholic Church, and, of course, all other religious people joining and saying, even this may not be us targeted this time, we understand the precedent that this would set. The question now is, Dad, there could be a vote in the Senate as early as today on changing this. Senator Blunt has put that forward. The question is, it's up to the American people now, and all of you, everybody listening to this show. Yep. Are you going to care about this come November? Are you going to keep the pressure on this, or are you going to let it kind of die down, and then there may be lawsuits filed, but wait until then, or are you going to continue to push? And if you don't continue to push, they got away with it on this. And you know, I've got the South Carolina Attorney General Alan Wilson, Dad, joining on my show today, and listen, they're looking at the huge ramifications this has. I mean, one of the examples he talks about, and he's joined with 9 other attorney generals, is that, you know, if they can do this to an insurance company, even if they could tell an insurance company you have to give this for free, why can't they tell other private companies what they have to give out for free? Like Burger King, oh, today you have to give everybody free hamburgers. I mean, you look at the rationing, the reasoning behind it, it's the same arguments we had against the individual mandate. It won't stop with health care. It doesn't have to stop with health care. And look at the ramifications it has, not through congressional action, but through an administrative order and a mandate coming out of one of the cabinet offices.
So what is the – we've got a vote scheduled today. We need to focus on this for a minute, Jordan. What is up today on the Hill? You're in Washington.
there may try to be a move where you attach this vote to a transportation bill and basically to rescind this mandate. And Congress could, of course, come in and say, no, we're going to take this power away. And they have that ability. Of course, the president could try and veto it. They did sign Obamacare. Obamacare passed into law. Congress did pass it, barely, but they did. So because of that, they can try to go back and fight it. It's going to be very interesting to see that if Senator Blunt's able to do this, where many people come down in the U.S. Senate specifically, yep. When it comes to those who consider themselves to be pro-life Democrats, some of the moderate Republicans, where do they come down on this battle?
Well, that means here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have Fan Bennett notify Senator Blunt's office today exactly how many people we've heard from. And by the way, online alone, we're looking at almost 38,316. With phone calls, we're well over 40,000, folks. We're going to get this number out today. So go ahead and go to aclj.org, sign on to this petition right away, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. With that vote possibly today, I'd sure like to be well close to 50,000 with signatures and phone calls. So if you haven't made a decision yet to stand for religious liberty, this is the day to do it without this forced coverage for abortifacients and just forcing the church to do things that violate their conscience. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And Jordan, let's get Than to get that information over to Senator Blunt's office today so that he knows exactly where we stand.
Yeah, we will absolutely do that. Let's take phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Doris calling from Missouri, on line 5. Doris, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Doris.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
I would just like to make my comment that I feel that this does not just affect the Catholics. There's a lot of us Christians out here and other denominations and what have you that are very concerned about this abortion thing. We just stand with everyone that's against.
Let me give you some statistics here. A survey shows 65% of Catholic voters are opposed to the president's requirement. Another poll shows that 50% of all likely voters disagree with the president's decision forcing Catholic institutions to prepare for birth control measures that they morally oppose. Only 39% agree with the new policy. So the ramifications on this, Jordan, are really significant. The numbers are just not lining up well for the White House. And they've turned this into a religious liberties issue, which is what it really is.
Yeah, this is not and it should not be an issue about birth control, because that's not what we're even that's not the focus. The focus is the federal government having the power to force a religious institution to make one of three choices: drop insurance coverage, which they're not going to be able to do once Obamacare is into fully force if they have a certain amount of employees. Part one. Part two, shut your doors because you can't violate your conscience. Or that's the third option, is keep doing what you do, but you're going to be violating your faith. And, of course, Dad, the argument they say is, well, lots of people use this, and this doesn't stop anyone in their private ability to go in purchasing any of this. But it's not just birth control. Abortifacients are involved here, and it's step one. I mean, it's we all look at it as a what they try to do one that's the least controversial, where most Americans kind of shrug. That's what they hoped for, the Obama administration. Part two will not be that. Part two, this is following a possible re-election. They're not going to be worried about that. And if you gave them this kind of authority, what stops them from saying, under their reasoning, well, it's cheaper to have abortion coverage, because if we have abortion coverage, at least the person, and we're not forcing them to have an abortion, but at least the person has that option, and it's cheaper for the insurance company long term for someone to have an abortion than it is to have a baby.
Well, I mean, that's exactly
the same reasoning.
Exactly,
applies.
Sure, exactly. And that's why, folks, look, we now know that, and we're going to monitor this during the day, that Senator Blunt's going to have a possible vote on this today, where roughly, it probably, if you add phones and everything together, probably around 48,000 or so. I want to break 50,000. So here's what I want you to do. Go to aclj.org, sign the petition online. That's aclj.org. As I said, we're at about 38,341, so let's try to get that up close to as 39,000 as we can. So and that's already going up. So again, I encourage you to go to aclj.org, sign up online, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. This is what the Senator Roy Blunt has said from Missouri. President Obama last week announced what he called a compromise, which I don't see how you could see it as anything but more of the same, which is exactly the truth. Saying the insurance company pays it is like saying the utility company pays the extra cost of your utility bill. We all know who pays the utility bill. The utility bill, you do, and it's going to be exactly the same thing here. Again, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go.
Let's go to Alfred calling from Missouri on line 6. Alfred, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Alfred.
Hi, how you doing? Thank you very much for hearing me. Just trying to get some clarification myself as far as this religious liberty is concerned. I'm afraid that what's going to happen is that it may come back on the Catholic Church as violating religious liberties. If this, in other words, if you're a Catholic, then what these bills are, they don't really apply to the Catholic people.
No, that's not true. And one of the interesting comments, and I could respond to that, there was a very interesting comment made by Father Jonathan Marsh. You've seen him on Fox News a lot. It's number 7. He talks about the idea. Remember, these Catholic charities, they're not checking baptismal certificates when people are coming into the emergency room. Play number 7.
You know what they've said? We've come halfway. We've offered olive branches. You know what the two olive branches they've offered? They've said, number one, as long as you're only ministering or serving people of your own faith, you get an exemption. You think a Catholic hospital is going to be checking baptismal certificates at the door to make sure that they're Catholic?
Jordan, this is the heart of the problem here, and this is the real difficulty, and this is really what we're battling over. This is getting at the heart of religious liberty, which is this idea that you have to be very, very specific and protecting religious autonomy. That's what's at stake here.
Yeah, this is not about everybody having to go along with the Catholic belief on this. It's the exact opposite. It's saying that we don't care about anyone's personal beliefs, and it doesn't restrict anybody who works at these institutions from doing this without, you know, they're not going to have to worry about their employer finding out whether or not they're doing it. It's about whether or not the employer, a religious institution or organization, has to violate their conscience. And then they're told that, well, now we'll just make the insurance companies that you use give it out for free and act like that's, you know, really not going to affect their costs. They're paying the insurance companies. They are the ones who bought the plans for their employees. And so, of course, that's their money that's being used in this. It's some, you know, this is the same kind of argument. It's accounting gimmicks to try and make you calm down. And I think, Alfred, to try and get you to think what you're thinking, which is the Catholic Church is trying to tell me how I have to live my life. It's the exact opposite. They're just saying, can we please run our institutions, which mostly are the ones that help the poor and those in need and the hospitals, can we run those without having to violate our religious conscience? Or are you going to make us shut down? I think, honestly, the federal government wants them to shut down. I think they want to say, we want to be the ones helping people. Let's not let that happen, folks. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Now you can cut through the clutter. Get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. We're monitoring the situation. Boy, a lot of attack on Israeli targets around the globe. Your ACLJ Special Operations Unit operating out of Jerusalem is looking at this aggressively, fighting this and trying to figure out exactly what is at play here. So we will keep you posted on all of that as that continues to develop. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. This attack on the church, the Catholic Church, is really an attack on all of our religious faith, is significant. We're getting a lot of phone calls. Let's go right back to them. Before we do, Jordan, let's again say we could get a vote as early as today in the United States Senate.
Yeah, and Senator Blunt from Missouri is working on that right now, attaching that to a transportation bill. And it'll be very interesting to see. I don't think this will be the end of it either in the U.S. Senate, but it'll be interesting to see what the tone is like. When I say tone, I mean how the senators come down. There are pro-abortion Republicans. There are pro-life Democrats who use that label. And so it'll be interesting to see if he does get the vote, how people come down on this issue, and has that changed at all since what happened on Friday? Because I think some moderate Republicans may have backed off a little bit and said, okay, this isn't so bad. So you're going to have to look at it very closely to see how your U.S. senators are voting this afternoon if Senator Blunt is able to get this attachment to the transportation bill vote. So we'll monitor it.
Yeah, very good. We've got 38,445 of you have signed online at aclj.org. Actually, that's 38,469. So I encourage you to keep going to the website, aclj.org. And again, when you're there, make an online donation. You're really helping us out. It's tax deductible. It keeps us in all these fights that we're engaged in here in the United States and around the globe. So aclj.org, or simply call us right now. A vote could be today. I'm going to get the number today. I'm going to call Senator Blunt's office and tell him exactly how many people are standing with him on the religious protection, religious conscience for the Catholic Church, but really for all of us. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or aclj.org, and we will get him those numbers today. So if you haven't called, do so today. Who do we have next?
Let's get right back to the phones. Kit calling from California on line 6. Kit, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Kit.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I think it should be repeated often that the government exempts themselves in that health care bill from partaking into it, and also their associates. And then they hand out like a get-out-of-jail-free card to people who work with them, exemptions to it. I mean, what does that say about what they're doing? And now they're attacking the religious organizations.
Oh, this is political payback. I played it a couple times. I'm going to play it again. This is number 25, Jay Carney saying, hey, Catholic Church, you didn't vote for health care in the first place. This is what you get.
I would simply note with regard to the bishops that they never supported health care reform to begin with.
You know, folks, right there is the reason for you to take action. They're penalized because they didn't support a politically inept and incorrect approach. So now they're being penalized, and the penalty is their First Amendment rights are being trampled on. You go to aclj.org, or you call right now as those numbers are going to the Senate today, 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or again, aclj.org.
Let's get right back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Yeah, the RNC dad every year puts together these GOP Valentine's Day cards, and one of them's pretty funny. It's Kathleen Sebelius, and the card's got her picture on it. You can email it to your friends, and it says, this Valentine is mandated by the federal government, regardless of your ethical or religious objections. So if I don't think this issue is going anywhere. I think it's up to us, the American people who care about our First Amendment rights, to continue to keep a focus on these kinds of issues and to understand that it's not about birth control. This is about fundamental religious liberty rights. So again, folks, I encourage you to call and take a stand. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Deborah calling in from New Mexico on line 4. Deborah, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi. Here's the thing that people don't realize is that they can already get all of these services, but what they're doing is they're forcing everybody to pay for them, whether they agree with them or not. So it's not a matter that these women don't have these services. They're just forcing other people to pay for it. And the other thing I'd like to say is I'd like to take a little closer look, in my opinion, at what Romney has over there in Massachusetts. Does his health care bill have all of these provisions in them? And listen, if they can tell us what, how we need to spend our money on health care for other people, they're going to eventually tell us that we can only have two kids.
Well, I mean, you're getting into the whole government encroachment issue. Jordan, I'm going to let you respond to this one because you've been following this one up and you've looked at the different plans that are in place here.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think when if you look at what happened in Massachusetts, these religious organizations were exempted. There was a totally different structure set up. So, and there, of course, you had your state handling it, Deborah. I mean, so that's a much more direct representation to you and to the institutions and organizations. You can really customize things to make sure that, you know, the Catholic community is loud and strong in Massachusetts. You can customize pieces of legislation when you're dealing with the state level. At the federal level, they're saying, you know, they're going to pick on everybody. It doesn't really matter. And they kind of said, why? Nah, the bishops didn't really support our law anyway, so who cares about what they think? And they hope and what they pray, Deborah, is that you believe that this is just an issue and that voters take this as just an issue about Republicans and some Catholic bishops trying to prevent women from accessing birth control. That not only is that not true, but it has nothing to do with birth control. This is just the first shot across the bow at our religious liberty rights under the Obamacare structure. And that structure gives all this power to the federal government without congressional authority needed. So no oversight. Congress has to try and go back and redo things. And that, as we'll see, that Senator Blunt's trying. Senator Rubio, Senator Manchin, Democrat from West Virginia, are trying. But it's always tougher to go back and take power than it is to understand what, when you delegate this kind of power, than it is to use it. And that's exactly what the Obama administration, they're giving you a sample of what they can do if he's reelected and this goes unchallenged and the law is held as constitutional.
All right, folks, we're 38,565 of you online, hundreds by phone. Again, ACLJ.org to sign this petition. We're going to get that into the Senate today since there could be a vote, or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Who's next, Jordan?
Deborah calling from California on line 3. Deborah, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Deborah.
Hey, good morning, Jay. Just briefly, quickly, something struck me. Of course, there's all of the religious connotations with this, but I'm so tired of hearing Obama speak about reproductive care, because reproductive care for the normal individual or religious, whatever religion, Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, whatever, it means care of the mother and the...
Yeah, well, that's not what he means. He's very clear. Let me play two sound bites for you very quickly. Number one, this is talking about Planned Parenthood, and then I'm going to play number two right behind it.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield. In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
So, Jordan, there you have it. I mean, this is clearly the president's pro-abortion agenda being forced on and thrust upon the Catholic Church, and we're sacrificing this at the altar of the First Amendment.
Absolutely right. And folks, the question will be, are you going to take a stand this time, or are you going to wait until it's mandated abortion coverage? Because if you wait till then and they get away with it this time, there's not going to be much to fight on anymore. So you have to take a stand now when they try to, you know, muddle the issue so you think it's just about birth control and just about Catholic bishops and, oh, it's not really affecting that many people. No. This is step one. And if they get to step two, you're going to be upset. You're going to be complaining. We're going to fight. But it's going to be a lot harder. So call now. Let's take a stand. We have the opportunity. 877-989-2255. They've given us a preview of how far they'll push it, even right before an election. Imagine no election around the corner. 877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org and sign that letter now.
Under pressure.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.